Right now is your chance to join others and make a powerful impact with just a small monthly gift. You can make an immediate difference in the fight for necessary change by tapping more below and becoming a sustaining supporter today. Giving just $5 a month will continue to give you access to news you trust and the knowledge that critical stories that make us think about our world are being reported. Take action now with others like you, and thank you for your small yet meaningful gift. It pays to be related to the Biden family. We all know the family dynamic with Hunter, and now there may be a little minor one brewing right before our own eyes. As we know, Biden loves to pretend to be a family man, so he's made it his political duty to mix official business with personal business. This time it involves his eldest granddaughter, Natalie. I'm Gary Franchi, and news breaks every day. Here, be the first to know when. Tap subscribe and stay informed. President Biden set out on a trip to San Diego early this week, during which he joined Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of Australia and UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to finalize the AUKUS partnership and partake in a DNC reception. This being one of the many travels he's taken alongside his family members, Biden made sure that his eldest granddaughter, Natalie Biden, who is coincidentally on spring break, so she could tag along for the official business. Town Hall reports the president's been known to spend time with his family, except Hunter Biden's illegitimate child, which he and the First Lady have yet to acknowledge. During his frequent long visits to his properties, of course, in Delaware, too, his granddaughter's ride-along was made public during a gaggle held by the White House press secretary on Air Force One. Watch.
And why is Natalie Biden on the trip?
So Natalie Biden is on, as you know, the president's family tends to travel with him, right? Pretty often, so that's not uncommon. Natalie is on spring break, and so she joined her. She wanted to spend time with her pop, so she joined her pop on this trip.
On that question, when members of the president's family travel with him, when he's on official business and they don't necessarily have a role, does the president or members of his family reimburse the federal government for their travel expenses?
Question. I would have to look into how it works for members of the president's family. I actually don't know, but I would look into that and get back to you. I actually don't know how that works.
Yeah, she doesn't know how a lot of things work there in the White House. So Biden's granddaughter flew on Air Force One, is traveling with the president to and from San Diego, official events, a DNC fundraiser, and KJP doesn't know whether Natalie's cross-country spring break trip will be funded by taxpayers who are stumbling under inflation and having to cut back on their own vacation plans. The IRS ruling from the Nixon era suggests that Natalie should be reimbursed for personal travel on Air Force One by her family members at a first-class rate. Biden probably thinks since he's president, he can do just about anything he wants, but that is not the case. Air Force One does not belong to any president. It belongs to the American people. The Biden family are millionaires, so they can clearly afford for Natalie to travel via any private means she wants, just not on the taxpayer dime. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. I'd like to ask you a question. Are widespread food shortages the next big thing? As far as I can tell, it looks like it. Whenever I look around, it seems like everything is going to come crashing down at any moment. You're ready, aren't you? Are you prepared with at least 3 months worth of food stocked up in case of an emergency? Well, you can find new lower prices from My Patriot Supply if you tap more below and go to preparewithgary.com, where you'll find new lower prices from My Patriot Supply. In addition, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping as well. There's enough food in this kit to nourish one person for a solid 3 months. The kit includes breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. It provides you with 2,000 calories a day, which will keep you full and satisfied throughout the day. Now is the perfect time for you to save $200 on our preparewithgary.com kit. The kits will be shipped to you fast and free of charge. That's preparewithgary.com. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.